And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all of you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to Gateway to Cleveland here on KTHT 97.1, your country legends, Houston, Cleveland. Gateway to Cleveland is a public affairs program, and we try to have someone from the community on to talk to us about things that are going on in the greater Cleveland area. And today I have the man who has the pulse on the greater Cleveland area. He is the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Greater Cleveland Chamber of Commerce, Jim Carson. How are you doing, Jim?
Very good, RT. It's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. You've been busy.
Yes, we have. We've had a busy year, but it's been a rewarding year.
And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get with you the first month of the year, kind of tell us a little bit about how last year went, you know, and then what you see for the future, and plus talk about some of the events that are going to be put on by the chamber. Got a lot of stuff going on. I know one of the things that you're working on, I'll just mention it briefly, the banquet's coming up, and that's a once-a-year thing that's really great for the community. But there's a lot going on for you, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
What did last year look like?
Last year was kind of a transition year, and regained some credibility with the chamber and things like that. We started off the end of October of 15, when we finally got the real count and everything. We had 189 members, and as of now, we've got 267. So that's,
wow.
We've experienced really good growth, and our dues base has gone up. We start off the year, you know, we naturally start off in the hole because we had a lot of debt. We had a credit line that was pretty much almost filled up, and our rents were high and everything. So we first thing we did, Green Bank came through for us, and they actually provided us free space in Cleveland. So that saved us right at $12,000 a year, what we were paying before.
That's a big savings.
Yes. So you know, you knock that, and you figure that's like 10% of our budget. So, and then we've had some really good events and good support from the community and the business members and sponsorships. And so we were able to actually pay off our credit line early. We paid that off in May.
Oh, that's good.
So we're debt-free, and, you know, we're not ahead, real ahead, but we're, you know, we don't have to rely on that anymore. And we have good cash flow coming in, and our attendance is going up at our luncheons too.
I've heard really great things that have been coming from the luncheons. The members really appreciate the ability to see each other person to person. It's not the same when you're just calling somebody, or now I guess mainly emailing. You get to see them face to face and talk to them.
Yes, and one of the things we did was we took all the politics out of our luncheons too. You know, we turn around, recognizing our membership, we're recognizing our businesses that support the chamber, and the people, the volunteers that work in the chamber.
And the volunteers are important. I guess we'll probably ask about that and talk about that a little bit later. Anything else that really stands out about last year?
Well, we had a really good board, too. Our board members, probably since I've been in the chamber, it was the most involved board that we've had. Each board member took on many responsibilities to help and to get our volunteerism back into the chamber. So when you have these community people that are known in the community and they're saying, hey, it is a good place to be and you need to be there, that helped tremendously. We had two membership drives last year, which shot us up a little bit. And then, as I said, we had a lot of people that had left the chamber that came back last year, too.
And that's always good?
Yes.
I guess so. We need to kind of move forward here into 2017. Hard to believe that's already happening.
Right.
You were telling me that the membership has really gone up since you kind of got everything lined up. What has been that growth?
Excuse me?
What has been that growth?
The growth has gone, as I said, it went from 189 to 267 as of this date, so that's in about 13 months, and we're providing more services, so that helps. One thing we did that they haven't done for years, we came up with a Cleveland resource guide, and that's not a chamber directory per se. It's a Cleveland resource guide. It's got every business in Cleveland is listed in this directory, and members are listed a couple times, and there's advertising opportunities. And these right now, they're in every hotel room in three of our hotels in town, and they're in lobbies, and it's a 2017 guide. We just put it out. We're going to have it in all the lobbies that we can get it in hotels between Livingston and Humble.
Well, that'll be great for everybody, so that the businesses are listed, and if people are interested, who to contact here.
Yeah, and the thing, I was at an economic development meeting and passed these out, and one of the local chambers says, "I can't believe Cleveland's got its own magazine now."
Well, it's Cleveland's growing, as you would be one of the first to know. The growth has been slow in coming, but it's starting to speed up, isn't it?
Well, we're seeing the school district. They've picked up since September, I think, over 800 students in the school district, up to from just over 4,067, and they're up to 4,852 or something like that.
Wow. And the growth has been good for the community. The school system will tell you the taxes come in after, you know, a year or so after all the people have started coming in. So that first year makes it difficult.
Well, and as I say, rooftops don't pay the taxes. It's the businesses. So as more people come in, you're going to see more businesses come in.
That's true. We've already seen some growth and talk about that. So what do we got coming up? But first, I'll remind everybody we're speaking to Jim Carson, and he's the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Greater Cleveland Chamber of Commerce. What do we have coming up in the chamber directory there?
Okay, the first thing coming up is we started just as a fun thing, and it's a community thing, and a lot of businesses like it. We do a bowling tournament. We're doing it once a year, and out of the request of most of the people participating, we're doing it twice a year now. And it's limited to 12 teams because we use the Goodrich Bowling Alley because it's close to us and everything, and we don't have to go down and Humble and fight the traffic and all that other stuff.
Yes.
And that's on Monday, January 23rd, from 6:30 to 8:30. We still have a couple team openings, but that's surely going to fill up. It always does the last minute.
Yeah.
And we had quite a good time last year with it. And I'll tell you that the ace bowler was the Dr. Myers, the superintendent of Cleveland ISD.
Really? He's got the bowling hand, huh?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I suspected something when he came from Livingston originally. When he walked in, they said, "How you doing, Darryl?"
Uh-oh, a ringer.
So that's coming up. And then after that, the big thing is our annual banquet. That's our biggest fundraiser, really, for the year. And that's on Friday, February 17th. Cleveland Civic Center, and the theme this year is Hollywood. And last year we went from a entertainment theme to actually an awards reward theme, where we recognize the people in our community, and we did a Business of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and Citizen of the Year awards, plus local chamber awards and everything, and it went over very well. And we went from, they used to serve hors d'oeuvres, and we actually went to a full dinner. And so we have a nice dinner. It's a nice evening out, and it's cash bar for anybody who wants to buy beer or wine. But attendance was great last year, and probably the most we've made off of any banquet we've done in the past 5 or 6 years.
Wow, that's a nice improvement.
Yes.
And I think people enjoy the dinner aspect more than grabbing finger foods.
Exactly, yes.
You know, and it's good to recognize so many businesses that are participating in the community.
Yes, yeah, and that's I did that mainly because I went out and started talking to the members, and I said, you know, what do you think we need to improve? And I heard a lot of members say, why don't we go back to the old awards banquets we used to do? You know, he says, if I want to go see a Broadway show or something, I'll go down in Houston Hobby Center or something.
Absolutely, and. You know, the people, again, this is a good time for everybody just to relax and enjoy themselves. And a dinner kind of does that.
Yes.
I do want to say, hopefully, at some point in the future when we're holding our bowling tournaments, I sure would like to see those being held in Cleveland. I know we haven't heard anything recently, but I think a bowling alley would go over good.
Oh, I think it would go great here, because I couldn't believe how many bowling enthusiasts there are in Cleveland.
Maybe that's something, if somebody's out there listening to us and you're looking for something to invest in, maybe a bowling alley in Cleveland would be right up your alley. As far as the Chamber's events going on, what other ones do we have following the banquet?
Okay, in April, we're doing a we join up with the Civic Center, the City of Cleveland and the Texas Workforce Commission. We're having a Cleveland Jobs Fair at the Civic Center. We had one last year, and it was pretty successful. It was done on kind of short notice because we didn't have the planning. We've been doing more planning this year, so we expect a lot more. And we're tying it into April. We had it last year in August. We're doing it this year in April because there's a lot of kids coming out of the high schools that are looking for summer jobs, or they're graduating, they're looking for jobs. And we've got so much growth around here that we've got people looking for some of the new high school graduates coming out, too. So that's on Wednesday, April 26th from 10 to 2 at the Civic Center. And as I said, that's sponsored. The city gives us the Civic Center at no cost, so we all work together, and it's something for the community. It's not a fundraiser or anything else.
Yeah, and one of the nice things, a plug for our school district, not just in Cleveland, but Targington and in the general area, a lot of them, thanks to state legislature, has gone back to having work-related classes that when they come out, they've got things like dental assistants or health assistants in some way, doctor's assistants or mechanics, and got away from that for a while. But this will get the kids really good jobs to start out with, and this work fair sounds like a great place they can interact with people and find one.
Yes, and well, one thing that you talked about the school district, one thing, we've got student ambassadors. Not many chambers have them, but we have some students, high school senior students from Tarkington High School and some from Cleveland High School, and they attend our meetings and they work on a point system. They get scholarships from the chamber for based on the points that they do. Well, they came up with a suggestion that you know, a pretty much secret was that Cleveland has a fantastic culinary department. So they are catering our March luncheon for us.
Really? I did not know that they had that at Cleveland.
Yeah, they go to a lot of, they've had some awards, and they go to a lot of contests throughout the state of Texas. So they're excited about it, and we are too, and I think that's going to be probably one of the highest attendance luncheons we might have this year.
Probably one of the best, no offense to anybody else, but those kids, when they put their mind to it, they can produce some great things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then going on to May is our Taste of Cleveland. And we did that last year. We haven't done that for many years. And we changed it from just a Taste of Cleveland restaurants. We called it a Taste of Cleveland Business Expo. And it gives all the businesses an opportunity to show their wares. Plus, it gives the community a chance to get together. And they go through. And one of the things that you have to do is you have to serve some kind of food at the expo, and we charge admission for people coming in. We charge, if they prepay a ticket, it's $5, and came out of there, they were crying because they were so full last year, because they had so many different kinds of food. So we had some key restaurants came in, and then we had Cleveland Emergency Hospital served gumbo, and so it was a really, really good event for us.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
Do you, like, get your plate as you come in, or do they
you
have
get a plate when you come in the door, and then you just go through and you just go through to every booth, and and you'll find most people are just giving, they're too busy giving out food. They don't talk too much about their business, but they get recognized for being a participant in the community.
Absolutely, and that sounds like a day that I need to mark to the side and say, take this off your diet list.
Yeah. And, the biggest concern we had at first was too many people would have desserts, but they had a really good balance because we had Fishtails was in there, and they were serving fried shrimp and fried boudin balls and stuff like that. So we had a good variety. It had some Mexican food, and we had one person even set up a Bluebell booth.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd camp out near the Bluebell booth.
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of people there. So, and then we have another bowling tournament, as I said, that's in July. But the big thing coming up, two things this year, we've always had gun shows, and the attendance, because there's so many gun shows, the attendance is kind of weaned off.
Right.
So this year we put together we changed it to an outdoor fest, Cleveland Outdoor Fest, and basically it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. But instead of having just a Civic Center, we're going to have the Civic Center and Stancil Park.
Ooh.
And so we're going to have fishing, hunting. We're going to have some archery teams there from the school. It's going to be a kind of a family day, too. And so if Dad wants to go see the guns in the Civic Center, the kids and Mom might want to go. If they don't want to see the guns, they can go and see the other things. They'll have jewelry, but lots of vendors, crafts and everything else there.
And people will be able to look at some outdoor things too, right?
Are they we're working on getting some vendors for boats. Matter of fact, we've been talking. One of the people that we've been talking to, and they haven't agreed yet, but I think they're going to. Is Academy's talking about being there, and Purina's even talking about coming too. So.
Wow, that's great. We're speaking with Jim Carson, and he's the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Greater Cleveland Chamber of Commerce. And right now, we're talking about the outdoor show that's coming up. When are we planning on that?
The outdoor festival is going to be Friday and Saturday, August 26th and 27th. It's 9 to 5 on Saturday. Let me back up. It's Saturday and Sunday, August 26th and 27th.
Okay.
9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
And I like that because that's well before deer season and stuff, so your outdoor folks will be looking for a four-wheeler or a three-wheeler or something that'll get them through the woods, and plus the gun show, and plus you're still right now in Texas, summer includes December and January, apparently.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, and one of the reasons we picked August was it's before bow season, too.
Right.
So I think we'll get a lot of people coming to that because it's just getting into the just before the seasons all start.
And you should have a lot of
people. And then the big new event this year.
What's that?
We're doing a Cleveland Music Fest.
A music festival?
Yes, it's going to be from noon to midnight Saturday, October 25th at the Civic Center in Stancil Park. We've already signed up Two Tons of Steel and Mark May for featured bands, and we're working with some other bands. We're signing up. We plan to have 10 to 12 bands, and we're going to have country, blues, Zydeco,
yeah.
Tejano, gospel, and rock.
Wow.
So it's going to be another family event. And we'll have food trucks there and craft vendors and some street acts. We're going to do it in the Cleveland Civic Center and in the Stancil Park, Expo Park.
All right. Probably in the covered arena area?
Yes. That's where the music will be. But there'll be we're going to have some high school bands have agreed to come over too, and they're going to play, like the Cleveland Jazz Band will be there, and we're working with some other high schools to get them in. Because you know, if your band, your high school band's there, and you're going to want to go see it, so that's to get people out there. So,
absolutely, the parents and the all those associated with it will want to come see that too.
Absolutely, yeah. So,
well, you've already got a couple of bands. I'm sure you're searching, and we'll hear quite a bit more about that in the future. One more time, do you mind giving the date so we remind everybody?
Yes, it's Saturday, October 21st, noon to midnight, the Cleveland Civic Center, and that's Expo.
And listeners, we're going to get Jim on again probably in sometime around the middle of the year and talk about all the stuff that's coming up again. So if you didn't get a chance to write it down, keep listening to us. He'll be back on to tell us some stuff, to update us on things. Plus, he'll have more bands information and things.
Right. And one thing we did do this year, we put in a new website. So we have a community calendar. Anybody can add to our Cleveland community calendar. It's on our website. It's clevelandtxchamber.com.
Yes, and if you don't mind, we'll get you to give the contact information for the chamber now, too.
You can contact the chamber either at... through email at info@clevelandtxchamber.com, and that's TX for Texas.
Right.
Or you can call 281-592-8786.
And the website, one more time?
It's, www.clevelandtxchamber.com.
All right. And if you didn't get that jotted down, pretty much you just put Texas Cleveland Chamber of Commerce in any search engine, and it pops right up.
We've been so active on the web this year that, matter of fact, we just got a call this afternoon talking about the one of the teams up in Cleveland, Ohio. So we're getting more hits on Google than Cleveland, Ohio is. So.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
And that's a big turnaround, too, because the website had its problems there for a little bit.
Yes.
I sure do like this new program. Or the new website layout.
Yes. And so we had our designer did a real good job on it.
So if you haven't been to the website, check that out. That'll be a surprise for you if you haven't been there for a while. And it's really good to work with the chamber members too. It really caters to them being able to keep it up to date.
Matter of fact, our Cleveland Resource Guide is on the front page of the website. If you scroll down, you'll see the guide, and you can actually open up and leaf through it or print out any page.
Really?
Yes.
If somebody wanted that resource guide, how would they go about getting it?
They can call, and we'll send them one, or they can go to most of the hotels in town. The realtors in town have them. Some of the banks in town have them. Or they can come to the chamber office. We have them out in our lobby, in Green Bank Lobby.
And do they have a cost?
No, they're free.
All right.
And unlike most chambers that print up twice their membership, we have 267 members, and I had 3,000 of these printed up, so I'm going to be marketing with them.
That's great. And, you know, the chamber has really taken a more aggressive, positive approach now in the last couple of years, and it's beginning to show up. I think a little bit has to do with you having a background in publications and knowing how to put things together too, and what people want.
Right. Well, one of the things I did though, because I said, you know, you can't be a jack of all trades and master of none. So we actually hired a company that does chamber guides, and they put together this whole chamber guide for us. We told them what we wanted in it and everything, but they did a great job, and that's why it looks professional. And I always say that the only difference is between mediocre and professionals about a quarter of an inch.
Also, I wanted to put in there, we appreciate, in the media, we appreciate plenty of lead time on information. That's something else we've seen that really is a positive for the chamber. It's hard to get the word out when you only get told about it 2 days before an event.
Exactly.
We do have immediately the big thing coming up, the banquet. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
The banquet, as I said, it's an awards banquet. Matter of fact, by Monday we'll be sending out to all of our members and anyone else that wants to vote on it. That's a voting thing for the business of the year is membership, and the volunteer of the year is membership. Non-members or anyone in the area can vote on citizen of the year. And we send the ballots out, and we present awards to all those, and they never find out until they're there. And because of our participation now, we didn't have anybody that got an award that wasn't there. So.
Well, everybody wants to be there.
It's a good meal, a good quality meal, and it's going to be a great night out.
Do we have a speaker this year?
No, we don't. We did away with the speaker, too, because we're spending more time. What we do is we have a photo area set up, and we have a photographer takes pictures of everyone that wants their picture taken. And last year we had it set up. We were Winter Wonderland, and we set it up in front of a sleigh so people had all their pictures. And then we put all the anybody that wants the pictures there on our website, and they can access them if they want to print them out, or they can come in here and get them printed out too.
Wow. Okay. I'd forgotten about that. The pictures turned out really well, too.
Oh, yeah, they did great on the pictures last year.
Well, Jim, there's so much going on in the city. We appreciate you working with us and helping to keep them involved. If you don't mind, though, before we sign off, and we need to do that in a couple of minutes here, but give everybody the contact information again and possibly the deadlines on the bowling as well as any other event coming up immediately.
Okay, the bowling deadline is next Thursday at 4 p.m. to register for that. The banquet is Friday, February 10th. You can buy your tickets online. And anybody buys prepaid tickets gets a $5 discount on their tickets.
Oh, that's worthwhile doing.
Yeah, and we do have a senior rate, too, so that's pretty good, too. And then the deadline for, well, the jobs fair will be open up until the very end of it. But the banquet is February the 7th. The banquet's the 17th. The cutoff is the 10th.
All right.
And we're going to have live and silent auction items there, too. So it's going to be...
Okay, that's what I had been told about, that you have an auction.
Yes, and we had a lot of things. We've already had a couple. I don't know what calibers are, but there's a couple handguns been donated, and I heard there's a TV been donated, so...
Wow. I heard good things about the auction last year, too.
Oh, yeah, we had some really neat stuff. We had a gorgeous outdoor set, and then we had a helmet from J.J. Watt.
Oh, wow. That went over great.
That went over, yeah, that was a big buyer. And then we had the Yeti cooler, and people really get enthused about it.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you taking your time out to do the program today. I know that you've got a lot of things going and trying to get things caught up, but thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you, R.T., for having us.
My name is R.T. Lowe, and I'm the host of Gateway to Cleveland. And right now, I need you to get out some paper and something to write with. You see, we do this program to help keep people in your part of Texas apprised of events in the community, but we need your help. If you're having a free nonprofit event, something of interest to the community, we'd like to help share that information. But the only way I'm going to be able to do that is if you send it to us. We'll need to know who you are, how we can contact you, and then most everything about the event itself. It should include who is staging or holding this event, what the event is, why. Make sure to tell the folks why they should come and be involved with your event. When? They need to know when the event is, when it's going to take place. Where? Where is the event going to take place? How? Don't forget contact information. Who, what, why, when, where, and how. Those are the basics of every public announcement. There's one more important thing to keep in mind. It's called lead time. We need you to get that information to us at least 3 weeks before the event or deadline takes place. Send the information on your events to KTHT 416 Dunham Avenue. That's 416 Dunham, DUNNAM Avenue, Cleveland, Texas 77327. Or you can email me at ktht@rtlow.com. kthtatrtlow.com. Okay, thanks for tuning in to Gateway to Cleveland here on 97.1, your country legends, Cleveland, Houston. And pick her key up at Flat Top and take us on home.